Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lou Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy. And this is the AA meeting.
Season 2.
Season 2. Yep. Episode 22 of all seasons.
Yep.
Don't want it to sound like season 2, episode 22. Like, it's not episode 22 of season 2. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. Yeah, so you meant that it is what? Episode 2?
It's season 2.
Oh, season. Someone shut that dog up.
Can
I pat that dog? To address the elephant in the room.
We're sitting in a pool today.
Oh, I thought you were going to go, Abby.
No, see, you made that joke last week.
Yeah, I thought you were going to come back at me.
No.
Well, we're in a swimming pool. If you're watching, hey, we're in a swimming pool. If you're listening, splashy splash.
Just imagine.
Just imagine the two of us sitting in a blow-up pool on our veranda of our new house.
Having a great time.
Living
life to the max, lax and stuff.
Just living life to the max and relax.
Exactly right.
Woo! We've got a really special episode this week.
Obviously. Look at us.
We just don't sit in a pool every other week. I mean, we kind of did.
We should. This should become a thing, I reckon. I'm so comfortable.
Me too. I'm enjoying it with the sun.
Yeah,
thank
so
God
nice.
It's not raining. But yeah, we've got a cool episode for you guys today. So keep watching or keep listening. Or if you're listening, jump over to the video, have a bit of a watch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll have some pretty darn cool TikToks and stuff out of this as well. So you can come watch those on TikTok and Insta and chuck us out in the pool.
Anyway, with that being said,
roll the intro!
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lou Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go!
Alright, so it's been a huge week for the AA meeting this week.
Huge week, right.
A massive week. In fact, last week's episode feels like 3 weeks ago. It's just been the longest week
ever.
I
don't even really remember filming last week's episode.
No, but that's not because of the time. That's because of the state we're in.
That's because of the state. And then the state that I decided to edit the video in.
Yeah. Speaking of,
just like apologies, guys, about last week's episode in general.
There were a few technical difficulties. Aside from the fact that the whole thing was a bit of a crap show. But
yeah, it was a bit of a, whatever. You know, how's your mum, how's your dad going?
Mm.
But no, the video version, which I chose to edit after we filmed it, while still under the influence. And, did a few weird things. Some things happened. Some things didn't happen. And deleted the last,
10 minutes
of the entire episode. And then proceeded to upload it without the last part, not even realizing that it was missing. And that we cut off halfway through me guessing the shit we don't understand.
Yeah. So if you watch the podcast and don't listen, you missed shit we don't understand and the question of the podcast last week. But it is all on Spotify and Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and all of that if you really were dying to find out how a printer works.
Yeah. There's just no video version of it, unfortunately. Apologies. It's probably for the better. Like, we're probably in a really bad state. I didn't want people to watch me.
That was the universe going, no, girls.
Yeah, you can't even see out of those eyes. They're like little slits across your face. So that happened last week, which was, a challenge in itself.
It was. Aside from that, though, Abby, you had something exciting happen last week.
Yeah, something really cool happened last week.
Tell us about it.
So I filmed this thing a while back, and to be honest, I kind of forgot about it because so much has happened between then and now. But I was one of the dancers in Delta Goodrum's new music video.
Wow. So basically we're all watching a famous person.
A rising star.
On your laptops or listening or whatever the heck you're doing.
Yeah.
And then I'm just chilling in my pool. So.
Yeah, so that was really cool. It was me and two other girls basically dancing and hanging out with Delta Goodrum, who's an Australian artist icon.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Oh,
angel.
She's ridiculous. Does she look like that in real life?
Better.
What better. The heck? How is someone that lucky?
We were staring at her and we were like, what's going on? Like, how does your face look like that? And she doesn't have work done.
She is beautiful.
She looks like an angel.
And isn't she really tall too?
She's I'm quite tall, but she's probably my height. like 5'10", maybe 5'11" or something.
Some people just have it too good, don't they? Like, how do you get so lucky?
She's very lucky. Mm. Like, she must have done something really good in her past life.
She has had a tough life, though, to be fair. So I guess maybe it all works out.
A tough life?
Didn't she battle cancer and stuff?
Oh, shoot. I don't know that.
She had... Yeah, no, we can cut it out. But I did a project on her when I was in, like, year six or something.
Oh, really?
We had to, like, do it on a famous person. Right. And I did mine on Delta Quadrant. Yeah, she battled cancer and, like, she's...
Oh.
It was lymphatic cancer, I think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And she's been through, like, heaps of stuff. She's had, like, 4 huge public breakups and, like...
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's a strong woman, too.
She's a strong woman. But, yeah, she was so cool and it was just a really cool experience. And if you've got some spare time, jump onto YouTube. You can watch the music video. It's to the song Billionaire, which is her new song, coming out with her new album. And, yeah, just keep your eyes peeled for, like... what else she'll be releasing for, like, videos for her album and stuff. So
yeah,
you might see a little familiar face in that, which is pretty cool. Other than my Delta news, what else happened last week?
We went to the Gold Coast.
Yes.
We told you guys where that was going to happen last week.
Why did we go to the Gold Coast?
Because we were celebrating Abby's birthday. She hasn't had a birthday yet, no, but it's a month-long celebration.
Yeah, yeah. My birthday is in a couple days. It's my 21st.
Woohoo!
It's actually my 22nd. Oh my god, it feels so weird saying that.
It's 21 plus one.
Yeah, 21 plus one. Because last year, like, I'm born in April, so that's when, like, the Rona really, like, fucking... I was going to say something really bad just then. It's when the Rona really hit us while we were down. So we couldn't even have one guest over to celebrate with us. But so then that means this year we're just doing a... even bigger celebration.
Yeah.
So we went to the Gold Coast, Ames, myself, and then 2 of our other friends, which was really cool. I'm so happy that you guys could all come. And we did some really cool things there. One of them being visiting the bedroom.
Of course.
Of course.
We can't go to the Gold Coast and not go to Betty.
No.
We can't do it. It's tradition. It would be a crime.
Yeah. I feel like bedroom would know.
They would know.
They'd know.
They'd come for us.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen a lot of our stuff before, Bedroom is a club on the Gold Coast.
Yep.
And it's also Abby and I's second home. We just love
it's
that place
the
so
best
much.
Club ever.
It's so
disgusting.
Grimy.
And like, so, like, sticky, and you walk in there and it's dark and you're like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah, it's but seedy and oh god, it's so much fun.
A special place in our heart.
Yeah.
And I like, people always say, like, why is that your favorite club? I can't tell you.
It's
like,
something beyond us,
it's,
you know?
It's a feeling when you get in the bedroom.
It really is.
That's weird.
Put that on a t-shirt.
But yeah, so we went to Betty and something really cool happened to us in Betty.
Yeah, okay. So we've spoken a few times about how like, I've been recognized from the podcast a couple of times, like, in public and whatever, and Abby was recognized the other week. But
for
it's
the first time.
For the first time. That's but it's never happened when we've been together.
Yeah,
like, it's never when we're both there. Anyway, for the first time ever, someone came up to... First, he came up to you and grabbed your arm.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, here we go. Because there are some seedy people in Betty. And
in general.
In life. But anyway, I was like, oh, here we go. Anyway, he starts pointing to both of us and goes, are you guys from the AA meeting?
And the music's loud. And so he's like, the AA meeting?
And I literally felt my guts drop out of me. Like, I was, that sounds bad. But like, what's the
saying? I didn't need to go to the toilet anymore.
Yeah. What's
I've
the saying?
For the whole week. It's like having coffee in the morning. All you got to do is be recognized in a club.
What's
and you're flushed
saying?
Out for the day.
That's about
your
it.
Your heart fell through your butt.
Something like that. Drop your guts or something else.
Drop you felt like you had to, you just dropped the kids off
I
at the pool.
I fully dropped all the kids when he said that.
They all
like,
got their floaties on. They're ready to go for their swim lessons. No, so, oh my God, the dogs loved that. They thought that was funny. So, yeah, Amy shit herself in the club, like, literal shit. And we were with our other friends as well. And so they were, like, kind of a bit gobsmacked.
Yeah.
Like, I literally looked over at one of them and their jaw was just, like open, yeah. Like, catching flies. They were like, what is happening? And I kind of, like, froze up and I was like, wait, what? Like, yeah. And he was like, you're Abby and, like, you're Amy. Oh, my God, it's the AA meeting. And I was like,
that's
oh
so cool. It's just so bizarre. Like,
how bizarre?
Because I don't know. We film this and like. What are you that?
Just watching you?
No, I was laughing because I was like, how about that? And you just kept going. Like, I'm sorry. I'm a weirdo.
Apologies. But we sit here every week and it's like our laptops, Abby's phone is filming.
Yeah.
And then we edit and for a few
like,
hours.
And we're like talking into karaoke mics. Like, yeah. I feel like we're about to get up and do a song and dance.
Okay, the dogs are never this bad. What's going on?
They heard me.
I think they're liking the content.
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah, we talk into karaoke mics and then like edit for a few hours. Like, I don't know. It's just weird that people actually care. You know what I mean?
Like, we know that you guys are there and you guys are supporting us, but it's just like it's you're not there, like a live audience, like in front of us. So I feel like we're just hanging out at our house and then like, that's it.
Yeah, it's
so
just
it's really cool when we get to see it. And then it was also really cool because he was in bedroom, which is like, we always talk about bedroom.
Mm.
And we were on the Gold Coast.
Mm.
And he's actually, I started talking to him. I was like, oh, like, what's your name? Where are you from? Should we shout him out?
Angus. Hi, Angus.
You know who you are. And so he's from Sydney as well. And so it's just really cool to see like a Sydney sider on the Goldie with us. And we always talk about the Goldie. And then in the bedroom, we always talk about the bedroom. It was just this really like full circle, surreal moment, which
so
was
cool.
Super duper cool. But yeah, apart from Betty, we did a lot of things on the Gold Coast. I actually had like a little party on the coast on the Saturday night where I was able to have all you guys and like all my family and like all my family friends and everyone all together, which is like all I ever wanted for my 21st was just like everyone I love together and just like having a good time. And there was just like a lot of drinks, a lot of dancing.
It was a lot of both of those things.
Yeah, a lot of those. Great combo, I might add. And yeah, then we drove back to Sydney and life's good in Sydney.
It is. We're kicking it.
Sun's shining.
Yeah.
Sitting in the pool.
We're sitting in the pool. Sorry, I was going to catch it.
That was my segue. I know. I'm like waiting for you to catch it. We're sitting in a pool.
Having a great time. Sun is shining.
Life's good.
Wearing our Amanita swimwear.
Wow.
Nice segue.
Nice. So that brings us to like the purpose of today's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in the pools. In our beautiful Amanita swim cozzies. Do you call them cozzies or togs?
Never. I always call them bathers.
Bathers. Oh, yeah. You're one of those weirdos.
Oh, okay.
Bathers.
Well, now I call them swimmers because I got teased for bathers.
Oh.
So anyway, you've just hit a sore spot.
I call them togs, but people don't know what togs are, really.
I've definitely heard of togs.
Like, you know, but like when coming to Sydney, people don't know what togs are.
Maybe it's Queensland
them like swimmers.
Right. Yeah.
Which makes sense. You swim in them. They're swimmers. Yeah. What does togs come from?
No idea.
Anyway.
Anyway, so today's episode, we are partnering with Amanita Swim.
Yes.
If you haven't heard of them, they are a company based in Brisbane, new company.
Up and in Queensland.
Yeah. And the girls that run this company are just so nice.
They're incredible, aren't
like,
they?
Like, so lovely.
Yeah.
And we actually really were excited about this because I feel like they're really similar to
us.
Not in like content wise, obviously, no,
like
but
we resonate with them well.
Yeah, just because it's like a group of girls doing something that they're really passionate about. Mm-hmm. They do everything themselves,
yes,
you know, which is us.
Yeah,
essentially.
Yeah, they're us in a swimwear company.
Yeah, exactly. And like minus all the embarrassing parts.
Yeah,
you
right?
know,
they don't show their whole lives on the internet. But also what's really cool is that like really similar to us is that during COVID, you know, like they're passions and all that in life was like everyone kind of a bit like pushed down because you can't do anything, so they had to find something else that they're really passionate about and that they want to like put all their time and their energy into, and that's this like swimwear brand,
yeah,
which has got beautiful swimmers.
Guys, so look at me right now, am I not killing it? Look
I
at
got
me.
The animal print on my boobs and I feel amazing.
So they were big fans of travel, and so all of the bikinis are named after like their favorite places in the world, which I just think is really cool.
I think that's really cool as well. And like their goal is to create the perfect bikini because everyone has different versions of the perfect bikini while still being affordable. So it's not going to like break the bank, you know. And they're all about like body positivity and like, you know, so all of their swimmers are adjustable, like either the straps or the bottoms or both, so that they're able to fit like all different like types of body, because all women have different body absolutely. Types.
Which is huge. Like, so I really, really liked the fact that Amanita has this top is adjustable and my bottoms, which you can't see right now, and I'm probably not going to show you because that's really
we might get
bad people on the internet. Yes, maybe. And there are also creeps on the internet. But anyway, they're adjustable too. Like everything just, and it feels so nice. The quality is so nice.
Yeah, there's like removable padding. Like it's just really good quality.
Yeah. We're big fans of Amanita over
fans,
here.
Fans, yeah. So we're really excited for this episode. We want to do something special for it, not just like sit in our, I guess like our new setup though. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, we wanted to do something really cool. Pool party it is.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so be sure to, if you want to get 25% off, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, 25% off. Isn't that insane?
That is.
That's a quarter of the price.
That's
off.
A quarter of the price. Wow. That's quick math.
Quick math. So all you have to do is use our code, which is AAMeeting25.
All in capitals.
Mm-hmm. I'll repeat that. That's AAMeeting25.
Get it, girl.
And you'll get 25% off your swimmers.
Yeah. Honestly,
forever,
guys.
And ever and ever and ever.
Check them out. And I think it's really important too, at this time of the world, to be supporting small businesses and stuff. So I think that companies like this are really, really important. So please go support them, check them out.
Yeah. And we'll have like link below their socials, their website. We'll have our code, like all that kind of stuff. And like, feel free to message us about them, like even like what size we're wearing or like all that kind of a thing. And yeah.
Beautiful.
Support them.
Lovely. I was about to say thanks, guys, signing off.
Thanks, guys.
That's all we've got today.
No, we have a lot more in store for this week's episode.
We do. So a few weeks ago, someone sent in a message and asked us for our best hangover cure advice.
Yeah.
I don't think I really have any
advice. Yeah, I was about
to say,
do you have any? I don't have any I can share with you.
You just got to push through. Yeah. But here we go. There was one thing that I thought of when I read the thing. Because I remember one time I had the worst hangover of my life. Mm. Like, I actually thought I was dying. I didn't think I was going to make it through the day. And I messaged my dad and I was like, Dad, please help me. Like, how do you, what helps a hangover?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you just have to sleep it off. Because, like, I was at the point where I couldn't even eat anything because you just feel so sick.
Especially when you have those dizzies as well.
Yeah.
You can't have your eyes open because then the world is in slow-mo. You just close.
Yeah. But then also I found that fresh air really helps. So if it's a sunny day, falling asleep in the sun, I swear to God, it'll cure you.
You fall asleep like on one side and just one side of you is like burnt from the sun.
Well, be careful. I'm not saying that it's like a perfect plan, but true. I'm just saying that.
I honestly think it depends on the hangover. Like, and the hangover depends on what you drink.
Yeah.
I find that like if I just drink, yeah, obviously if you mix stuff, terrible hangover.
Well, you've asked for it yourself. Yeah, like that's your own
you
fault.
You put yourself through that. So you're going to like endure the worst hangover that there is. But if it's like a hangover from like one, like a spirit, like I find that I'm just really like out of it and like, and I'm just, you know, and you just gotta get through it, like either sleeping it off or just getting up and just like continuing your day. But yeah, I don't have any tips and tricks. I'm not like crack an egg on your head and then hop on your right foot four times. Like, I don't have anything like that. It's just literally like,
you gotta sleep it off and then when your tummy's ready, eat something. And I found that like, you'll feel so sick all day. You take like 6 naps and then when you wake up and you're finally ready to put something like in your stomach, then you'll feel immediately better after you've eaten.
But I find like now that we're getting old, that when I was younger, I was able to just smash down some drinks, wake up the next day, crisp.
Right as rain, yeah.
Amazing. Nothing ever happened the night before. You can't even tell that I've only had 2 hours sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Like it just hits you a bit harder when you're getting old.
Why is that?
Well, you're just not young. You can't just bounce back. I mean, we're in our 20s. Like, it's not like we're grandmas. But, yeah, you just can't, like, bounce back.
Why? Shouldn't I be getting stronger? Because I'm building up more of a tolerance?
Well,
why is
look,
it getting worse?
Maybe you go a bit more ham when you're older. You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah, true. I probably drink more now than I did when I was 18.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe not.
18.
Yes.
Anyway, but actually, I saw this thing not long ago. Did you know that tequila is an upper? So alcohol is supposed to be like a depressant, right?
Yeah,
It's a downer, right? But tequila is an upper.
Well, that makes sense because if you think about like tequila is a huge thing in Mexico. And, like, I feel like every Mexican I've ever met has been like, ah, yeah, tequila. You know what I mean?
The Mexicans are happy.
Yeah. Like, they're always right. having a good time. You right. never see a depressed Mexican.
No. Oh, God. No, you never do. True. Do you remember that night in Sloppo?
With the
Mexicans.
Oh, my goodness. We've talked about Sloppo before. Sloppo is our favorite club in Sydney.
Yeah.
It's called El Topo. So it's a Mexican bar restaurant, but then at night they turn it into a club. Yeah. And so these Mexican boys showed up thinking that it was like somewhere that Mexican people.
Like, kind of like a Mexican backpackery.
Yeah.
Place.
Like they thought they were just going to be like with their
friends. That's just like where all the white girls go.
Yeah. Anyway, so we were sitting out in the smokers area with them and they were teaching us Spanish.
Spanish. Oh, that was so fun.
So funny. And we would be like I would say something like, oh, like. How do you say this? And then they'd tell me and then I'd say it to Abby and like Abby wouldn't know what I'm saying, but all of the other Spanish boys knew. Like,
and we would say like not like inappropriate things, but like not inappropriate in that way. Inappropriate as in like
I wanna
kiss my cousin.
Like, yeah.
That's what I would ask them how to say to say to my friend.
Yeah.
And then he would tell me. And then in front of the entire group, I would say in Spanish, I want to kiss my cousin. And all the boys would be like, oh, no.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No. But we had a running joke that, like, I want to kiss my cousin was, like, a thing for a while.
Yeah. Anyway.
And so that's where that came from.
That was a really interesting night, wasn't it?
Oh, I wonder how they are.
They're probably back in
Mexico.
Mexico or, like, wherever they're from.
I think they were from Mexico.
Yeah.
They were so nice and they were so fun. And remember, one of them was like dancing and his hips did not lie. Shakira would be jealous.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, miss them. Hope they're well.
Miss them. Love you, Jesus. Miss you.
But there you go. They must have been drinking tequila and that's why they were having such a good time.
Right. So maybe we should get on the tequila.
Maybe we should. I'm sick of vodka. I can't do it anymore.
Every time I smell it, even hand sanitizer because of like COVID, we're just crazy with the hand sanny. Smells like me when I was a child.
Yeah.
Just like sculling whatever I could.
Yeah, a child, a little older than.
Sorry, not a child. I was 18.
Or close to.
Give or take a few. But yeah, just like vodka just smells.
Yeah.
Like it smells like it's gonna hurt me.
Yeah.
And we put that in our bodies.
Ugh.
I mean, tequila doesn't really smell much better.
No, but because I don't have PTSD when I smell it, I feel like.
Because you know when smell is the strongest of your senses to recall memories.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so like when you smell something specific, you're like, and it takes you back to the time and the memory or whatever it was.
Yeah, the
so
time my head was in the toilet.
Yeah, every time I smell vodka or anything like with that kind of a smell, like hand sanitizer and stuff, takes me back to a terrible time in my life.
Yeah.
So tequila it is, new memories with tequila.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm over vodka.
Yeah, me too.
We're leaving vodka in 2020.
Yeah. Oath.
Moving on from that, we also had a message from Nicola. Hello, Nicola.
Hey, Nicola.
And she asked, she was like, what actually happens in your body when you cough, right? And Abby and I briefly discussed this. I'm pretty sure it's just like...
Isn't it a contraction of your stomach?
I think so. But then, that got me thinking, then what's the difference between a cough and a sneeze? Because isn't that just a...
A sneeze is up here, right? Because it's something in your nose. You know when you get something in your nose?
Yeah, but when you sneeze, isn't the same thing happening in...
It's more nasally.
Does your tummy not go when you sneeze?
It does, but when I go... that's like my tummy and my butt. And when I sneeze, that's like my face and my tummy. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so your bum tenses when you cough.
Well, you know all those, like, not memes, but like all those jokes where they're like... the doctors like bend over and cough and
oh yeah because it does
because it's your like gut it's like I feel like it's when you know when you burp how that's like from your gut like from your tummy I think in my brain that's where a cough comes from but a chew is from up here in this like respiratory thing is that right or wrong or am I just
No well that makes sense
yeah.
You know, right. I was thinking
what
about this.
What were you thinking? Yeah.
No, I feel like that would be it. But I was thinking about this last night, obviously before I went to sleep. And you know how you dream about things that you think about before you go to sleep?
The last thing that you think about is what you pretty much dream
about.
Yeah.
And this just came back to me then. I had a dream that, and it's only just come back to me now, that we were sitting opposite each other. I don't know if it was on the podcast or not, but I said to you, if a cough is just, your insides tensing and like air coming out really fast, then like what's the difference between that and a sneeze? And you turned to me and said, like, straight to, like, looking me in the eyes, you were like, it's all the fluids in your face. Like, that was the...
That's pretty much what I just said to you.
But the fluid, isn't that gross? And I woke up going, because in my dream, it felt so real that I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then I woke up going, wait, well, fluids in your face? And then I realized that it wasn't...
The mucus.
Anyway, so yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Anyway, so to answer your question, we don't know the difference. We just made up what we think is the difference. Let us know what the real difference is.
I'm sure.
On that same realm of things, mm-hmm. when I was just thinking about this, I was like, hand sanitizer, okay? We were just talking about that before.
Mm.
You know how, like, things like hand sanitizer, even, like, soap, it's supposed to be, like, 99.9% where it, like, gets rid of the germs and bacteria.
Yeah.
Right? So does that mean... If I wash my hands twice in a row,
mm-hmm.
shouldn't that be over 100% of germs gone? Like 99.9%. Then I wash them again, and that's another 99.9%. So technically, out of 100, I should be getting rid of 198.
I think germs. It's supposed to be like, so you've got 100% of your 100% of germs on your hand right now. You get rid of 99.9%. So now you have 0.01% of germs, but that becomes the new 100%. So then it gets rid of 99.9% of what's left of that.
But then if you just
and it gets smaller and smaller.
Yeah, if you just wash your hands like 50 times in a row, it's gonna have to go to the. I don't get it. Like, it's just gonna have to.
Well, I actually think I'm pretty sure the 99.9% thing isn't actually like that's not an accurate number. I'm pretty sure they just say that so that people don't sue them because, like, if you wash your hands and you still have some germs on there, you can't be like, well, you told me it would get rid of all of the germs. Like, I don't think that the 99.9, I think that that's something they write on there to cover their ass so that it doesn't get rid of all the germs.
Well, then that's false advertising.
I've heard that, I reckon in, like, legal studies or something, we learnt that. That, like, that's just something that they say.
We learnt that, like, same with sunscreen. You know how it says SPF 30 or something? Apparently, like, for a certain amount of years, they weren't allowed to write any more than 30. Even if it was SPF 70, they could only write SPF 30.
Mm.
Which is crazy. That's like false advertising.
I also
heard. But now they've changed it and you can write SPF 50 and stuff.
I heard the other day that, you know how you can get like foundation with SPF in it? Like makeup with SPF? Apparently that, like, you still need to put sunscreen on with that because to say it says SPF 50, to get to SPF 50, you need to use like pretty much the whole jar of the product.
Isn't that
false advertising?
Honestly, pretty much everything's false advertising.
Yeah.
Fake news. Everything's... don't believe everything you see and hear.
No.
Everything's not what it seems.
No.
Who's that from? Wizards of Waverly Place.
Everything is not what it seems when you can get...
Moving on from that. Everything that's not what it seems. Biggest red flag.
Oh. There's a couple.
So what's the biggest red flag in a boy? For you.
So you're talking to a boy.
Yep, and you're like...
Something happens.
Immediate red flag. I'm going to flag it. I'm not going to do
I'm flagging it.
I'm not going to do anything about it, though, because that's what a red flag is. You see the flag, and you're like, ooh,
red's my favorite color.
I am colorblind.
Red
so,
looks...
So keep the red flags coming, you know?
Red looks pretty green when you're an idiot.
They do be kind of looking a little orange in some lights. So...
Shut up.
So, dog. God, they're loving this content.
Yeah, they find it so funny.
So, yeah, I'm fucking burning up over here. I'm about to be my own red flag.
Look, we look like that scene from 21 Jump Street when they're having the two different drug trips.
And oh, yeah. And I'm in, like, the Channing Tatum, like, I tried him. Damn, you people ever sweating over here and you're over there in La La
Max
Land
Lax.
Eating a lollipop.
Yeah. Jesus anyway. Christ. Biggest red flag.
Yeah.
One for me is if he, says something bad or, like, talks ill of his mum.
Ooh.
Big red flag. Actually, yeah. I feel like that's not just red flag. That's a deal breaker, but.
I feel like, just to add on from that, I guess be, not, like, more specific or anything, but just, like, this would be more, that's a deal breaker, what you just said. More of a red flag would just be talking ill of, like, just someone that they love.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? As in, like,
not ill, like, oh, they're a fucking piece of shit. Do you know what I mean? Where they're like, it's Essie's stuff. Yeah. And they're like, oh.
She's such a bitch.
Yeah, she's a bitch. Or yeah. Like, she's in, like, everyone fights with their siblings and stuff, but like, saying something like that, or even to their dog, oh, yeah, like, just shut up. I mean, we've been telling these dogs to be quiet this whole time.
They're not our dogs, so it doesn't count.
Exactly. But things like that, where they're, and they don't care about the things that they care about.
Yeah, because that's a sign that he's not going to care about you.
Ooh, hit him with the good ones. Have you got any more?
Probably. Yeah. Red flag. Oh, if he asks for your Snapchat first before anything else, he's probably a fuckboy. He's just going to send you unsolicited dick pics.
A couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, like, everyone just uses Snapchat.
Do they? I'm a bit out of the loop now, so I don't really know.
I have problems with my phone as it is, and, like, I just use Snapchat.
Mm.
So if I'm messaging you, do you, you notice that I message you on Snapchat?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to text you or anything like that. And so, like, everyone just uses Snapchat as, like,
right, okay.
Communication these days.
Maybe that's false now,
then. So I think, like, a couple years ago, yes, to the, like, what's your Snap kind of thing. But now everyone's, like, got their Snaps in their bios of, like, all their socials and stuff, you know?
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I recount that. Is that the saying? I take that back. Do you have any? I can probably think of more while you're talking. We've just swapped sides for a second because Abby was in the sun.
I'm melting over there. My red flags.
Yeah, go.
One of them. The way that they dress, okay? Mm-hmm. Specifically, maybe it's not a red flag. It's just like I know that they're gonna hurt me if they dress a certain way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm about it. No, I'm not. But if they dress, I feel like if they're really, really stylish and stuff, it's not a red flag. But I just know that that comes with a price.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yeah.
But if they dress terribly, like, they don't care about what they look like, which is like, okay, everyone's always like, I don't care about what I look like. No, people do care about what you look like, and I think it's important to care about what you look like, because then that means that you have your own self-worth and self-pride and like self-hygiene and stuff, you know. If they dress like they don't give a shit, you know, they just wear, like, I don't know, what's a terrible outfit for a boy? If they look like a hobo,
yeah,
that's a red flag, because then that means that they are not going to put in for themselves.
Yeah.
So why would they put in for someone else?
Exactly right.
You know? So go for the boy with the outfits, with a little bit of extra baggage, and you're in for a bit more of a roller coaster rather than
it'll
just
be
like
a more
downward
spicy.
Hill. It'll just be a roller coaster. Some ups, some downs, you know?
Fair.
Yeah.
Do you have any more?
Boys that drink like normal milk in their coffees.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just feel like that's a red flag. Like, if we go get a coffee or something and they're like, yeah, I'll have a latte, full cream milk. I'm like, ooh, full cream. Do you know what I mean?
You've got no stomach problems.
Yeah. I'd rather them go.
You're going to give me problems.
Yeah, you don't care about what's going on there. You're not going to care about what's going on in here. And I pointed to my stomach and my heart just then. But yeah, I think that, because isn't it so much better if they're like, yeah, I'll have a black coffee. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, you're tired?
He cares about his gut. Yeah. He's got gut health problems or issues, or maybe wants to resolve them, you know?
Yeah, he's all about self-improvement.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, there's got to be something.
He's backed up.
He hasn't shit in 9 days. Shit we don't understand.
Shit that we do not understand in our brains.
Nice. Thanks. All right, so today I'm going to be guessing, how does anesthesia put you to sleep?
Anesthesia.
This was actually sent in by Dennis. So thank you, Dennis. Is it Dennis
Let's
or Denise?
Let's go play tennis with Dennis.
It was definitely Dennis.
No, it's Dennis.
Okay.
So how does Anastasia, how does she tuck you in?
How does she do it?
How does she do it? What's going on? How does she do that?
All right. Do you know the answer?
Are you ready to rumble?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, match my energy, babes.
Okay. Ready for my first guess?
Yep.
My first guess is that maybe the anesthesia just, is that how you say it? That's a good place to start. How do you pronounce it?
You can anesthesia. Call it Anastasia if you want.
Okay. The Anastasia.
Oh, she.
She just relaxes you. So like maybe she just, it's like a huge muscle relaxant and it just makes your whole body so relaxed and chill and zen that you fall asleep.
So you're asleep.
Doesn't it put you to sleep? Isn't that what I'm guessing?
I mean, like, yeah, it puts you to sleep. But like, are you saying that you're like dreaming and you're in like your REM cycle and like, is that what you mean?
Does it not do that? I don't think I've ever been under anesthesia.
Oh, I have.
So yeah, so I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, I can't tell you what happened. I can't tell you because I'll give it away.
Okay, well, I've been going along with the idea that it puts you into a REM sleep. Does it not do that?
No.
Oh, well, can you explain that to me first and then I'll guess? Because I can't guess if I don't know what actually happens.
So, like, they say being put under or being put to sleep. I mean, technically, you can't put someone into sleep.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, they do something where, like, whatever they're making you breathe in, whether you have the gas or whether they, if they put it in with a, what's it called, a catheter,
mm-hmm.
through your blood or whatever it is, like, how is that liquid or that gas being put into your body? What's it doing through the streams and through your lungs and stuff to make you go to sleep? I'm using air quotes because you can't technically go to sleep. You're not asleep.
You're not asleep. Are you
You're not in a REM cycle.
Hold on. Is anesthesia safe?
No, you can die from it.
Oh my God, does it just like slow your heart rate down so much that you like...
No. It's like one BPM per minute. Like, no, so no, it can't slow your heart down. But that's why it's so serious and so dangerous, because like you can technically not wake up from it. And that's why... What are they called? Anesthetists.
Yeah.
The doctors who specialize in that have so many years in medical school because they're putting people under, right?
Like right.
They're putting people under this drug, and they could technically not wake up if they give them too much or too little. Or like, there's been so many instances where people have woken up in the middle of surgery because the anesthetist or whatever you call them hasn't given them enough or has given them the wrong amount for their body weight and height and stuff like that.
Holy crap. Okay, wait. Does it kind of put you in a coma?
Like, yeah, kind of.
Oh my goodness. I fully thought it just makes you go to sleep.
No.
Wow. Okay, I am learning things today. Yeah. Okay, so it kind of puts you in a mini coma thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Like an induced coma.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, okay, I can't give you any more because I'm going to keep giving it away.
Okay, so I reckon it's got to do something to like... Oh, I don't know. It would make sense if you're breathing it in, but then I don't understand the bloodstream one. I was going to say maybe it like switches off something in your brain
mm-hmm.
that makes you like know what's going on. I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but like whatever part of your brain, like it must do, is it to do with your brain? And then I'll keep going with this.
Yeah.
Okay. So I reckon there's got to be some kind of like sensor in your brain.
Mm-hmm. What is that sensor?
Am I going to know the name of it or something?
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
What?
Keep going with your thought.
And it must like kind of trick your brain. I don't know. Okay, hold on. Let me really think properly.
No, you're doing good. Do you want some help?
Yes, please.
Okay, so you're doing it on the brain, and so just think, okay, so you can either breathe it in
mm-hmm.
like through the gas and it goes through your lungs and blah blah blah, but if it's injected in, it goes into your bloodstream, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what happens, you've guessed something like this before, when stuff gets in your blood and pumps around,
is it kind of like the ibuprofen thing where it
gets like pumped around your body so then it can go to your brain? So let's just say it all goes to your brain or all through your body because it's through your bloodstream and all that kind of stuff. Now go from there, keep going. Like,
okay,
there's something in your brain that like controls everything, I guess, like, and what are you saying with that
it like switches that off or like puts that to sleep?
Okay, to sleep.
Well, no, just like it makes it stop work. Like it tricks your brain into thinking that I don't know, it's just turning something off in your brain so that you go into a mini coma and they can cut you open,
kind of.
I don't know what the name of the thing is I'm looking for, though.
Okay, do you want me to tell you the answer? Because there's technically... Yeah. Oh, this is, like, weird, but there's a... that is, like, a theory. And then the answer Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, please.
So that's called your nervous system.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. So basically it goes through your blood or through your body or however you want to think about it. And it like prevents your brain from like, it turns out, like goes through your nervous system and like prevents your brain from thinking it's in pain or anything like that. So you can't, you're not actually asleep. Like it just like, I guess, dulls down everything. So there's like no pain and you can't really, you can't remember what happens.
Wow.
Basically gives you like a block or like just slows it real down. Like what?
Slows it real down.
Like really slows it down. And so that's why, I mean, you've never been under it, so it kind of makes sense. But like you wake up and you're so groggy. You're so
You
have to sleep for so long. And also they put like tubes down your throat and stuff so that you can breathe because technically they're putting you in a coma. Like you're not breathing, your body's not functioning well. So they have to like put you in that state and then make your body kind of function for you. So they put a tube down your throat to like feed oxygen through you, through your brain and stuff while you're being like cut open and stuff. That's why like some people wake up, like not that you're asleep, but they like come back during the surgery and they're like, oh my God, I'm being cut open.
Oh my God,
because
they
didn't
terrifying.
Get enough of that to be knocked out. And yes, that can, you cannot wake up from that as well. But technically that's all like a theory.
Mm.
They don't actually know how it works. They assume that.
Why are they giving it to people then?
Well, be grateful for it because they're cutting you open or like you've got broken bones or you're giving birth.
And yeah, but if they don't.
Give birth under general. But like, because you're in so much pain, so you need to like mute down the nervous system so you don't feel that pain while they either like re-break and reform your bones and or like take out your wisdom teeth and your tonsils. You're like ripping out all
things. Hold on, is there a different kind of putting someone to sleep?
Yes, there's a local and a general.
So but they're both anesthetic?
Yes, but like local is what you get when you're like, I don't know, for example, sitting in the dentist chair and you have two wisdom teeth that you want to get out and it's kind of like happy gas.
Maybe that's what, because I had my two front teeth taken out when I was like five.
Right.
Because they came out rotten and I was under something. Right.
So there's local and general. And general is the one where you have to be pretty much hospitalized.
Yeah, right.
And that's like for big procedures. But local is like kind of like the happy gas where you come out and you're a bit loopy because you were just like, eh. Whereas general, you wake up and you're like, so you're like a vegetable, you know?
My goodness, why would they give that? I was like five. Why would they give that to a 5 year old? That's
maybe
not safe.
You would have had local.
Doesn't matter.
It's okay. You're not going to like technically sleep thing. But general is like there's always a risk that you're not going to wake up.
Gee whiz.
That's why it's so serious to be a doctor, you know?
These lives. That's why they study for like 35 years and work for four and then retire.
Yeah. That's all you need. You set up for life. You work for those four. Yeah, so technically it's a theory, but that's how they assume it works. Like, they've done so much research. That's how they think it works, but they can't prove it.
Right.
Right.
There you go.
Crazy, right?
I've really learned some things today.
So lots happy for you.
Question of the podcast.
Question of the podcast.
Today's question was sent in by Olivia. Hello,
hey,
Olivia.
Olivia.
Olivia. Olivia. I don't know what the part is.
Olivia.
Is this the one that goes, Olivia, or is that something else?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was this show about the pig, hey?
Yeah. Not Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig.
That was a nice snort.
Thanks.
Okay, Olivia sent in a question asking, if you had to lose one body part, what would it be?
Hmm.
And let's say that it has to be something external.
Can we? Oh.
Like you can't lose a kidney. That's no fun.
I'm like my lungs. No, I was going to say, can we make a more specific like body part or like more kind of limb or like, because just cut off my toe.
Yeah, it has to be something that would be a struggle without. Like,
what comes to your mind?
I'd cut off this ear.
Your ear?
Only my right ear. Because I don't really like my right ear.
Something.
My ears aren't even and I really hate my right ear, so I'd cut that off.
You cut off your ear.
You can get a fake ear and put it on.
What? No, you can't.
I'm sure you can.
That's so weird. What would I cut off? I was thinking something like when this came up, I was like, my knees. I was like, that can't be that useful. And then I was thinking, if I didn't have knees, then my legs couldn't bend.
Yeah.
Knees are so important.
They are super important.
You walk with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, you got to think, like, career-wise, not having knees would probably cause some issues.
True. True. Wow, maybe I just have no neck. And I'm just like, my chin touches my boob. My head rests nicely on my chest. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Can it be hair? Can I just be bald?
And wear a wig.
No, like, let's make it more specific. If these things are cut off, you can't cosmetically replace
okay.
them.
Okay.
So no wig, no...
No fake ear.
No free ear on the side over there. Thank you. If you get your teeth out, no dentures.
Okay.
Right.
I would cut off... Oh. I don't know if I can say this on the internet. My chest area.
I was about to say my boobs. I was like, there's not really much there anyway.
So yeah. It wouldn't make a huge difference. Who needs them?
Ladies do that all the time. Like, to cut, yeah. like Angelina Jolie did that.
Did she?
Well, because apparently breast cancer was really, really prominent within her family. Oh. And she had like these really high chances of getting it. And if she didn't want to get it, or maybe she's had it previously and she was going to get it again or something like that. And if she didn't want to get it again, then she had to cut one off or both off or whatever. Ooh. And she ended up doing that.
There you go. Well, so then I'd be cool because I'd look like Angelina Jolie if I had
You'd also
boobs.
Look like a 12-year-old boy.
Well, I do anyway. It's not going to change anything.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to choose, I reckon.
Yeah.
Tits.
Tits.
Titties, big on.
And with that, I reckon that's just about... I think that's a good place to leave it today.
Yeah, tits.
With tits.
Tits, McGee.
Thanks so much, guys. I hope you enjoyed our pool party episode.
Yeah, pool party splash splash.
I need to go to the bathroom really bad. So
me too.
Really?
Oh my god, we're in a pool. Do you reckon they'll notice? oh my god, we have that chemical in the pool where like when you pee, it turns blue, and I'm like, is that your pee or my pee? And the whole thing's blue. Anyway. We want to say another thank you to Amanita
yes.
for collaborating with us for this episode. It's a very special episode.
Yeah, guys, please go check them out. Like, yeah. We wouldn't talk about it if we didn't genuinely love. Like, look at me right now. They're so nice.
You look incredible over
there.
So
do you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, so check them out. Websites, everything down below. Mm-hmm. For 25% off, capitals AA meeting 25.
Mm-hmm.
And, also, you guys know what to do. Follow the things, like the things, subscribe to the things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Give us a review. And get really excited for our upcoming episodes as well. We are on season 2.
We are.
Something came in the mail yesterday.
Guys, you wait till you see it. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited as well. We're going to have to set it all up and, yeah. and see if our landlord's going to like what's going to happen on the wall there. But
yeah. Anyway.
We've got some really, really cool things happening. And like we say all the time, none of this would happen if it wasn't for you guys. No. So we thank you a lot. We love you. And yeah, we're just excited for everything that's coming.
Absolutely. See you next week, guys.
See you on the next one.
Peace out.
Out. Tits. You.
Welcome to my... up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.